Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you'll become a regular listener each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to teach you a message of truth. We also have a TV program that airs right after this broadcast on Public Access Channel number 6 entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We also have an extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find many valuable resources. These radio programs are there, TV programs are there, and a host of other Bible-related material that will aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give a look and let us know what you think. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship services at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is for you to come with an open Bible and an open mind, study the Word of God with us, worship Him, and let us show you your need to have God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Today, maybe you're tuning in and you're thinking that I'm going to speak about the birth of Christ. Well, I am, but in a very different way than you might expect. I understand that today, for most of the world, is considered the birthday of Jesus Christ. It is called Christmas, and it is something that the religious world commemorates as the birth of Jesus and His physical birth upon this earth. I pass many marquees in different churches who say that we need to put Christ back into Christmas. And I see bumper stickers on cars that says that we need to put Christ back into Christmas. Well, I want to suggest to you this morning something that you're going to find very odd and very difficult to understand with a person who believes in Jesus Christ, who has dedicated his life to Him, who preaches His gospel and has for many, many years, and who tries to get sinful men out of sin into a relationship with my Lord, and to know and to teach that He died for the sins of the world, and that we need to love Him, honor Him, and obey Him. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to suggest to you this morning that this thing called Christmas is not something that you can find in the Bible. Yes, you can find the facts that are generated about this holiday in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 1, you can find the birth and the facts about the birth of Christ. You can also find that in Luke chapter 2. We know that He was born in a manger. We know that He was born in Bethlehem. We know that Mary, His mother, never knew a man, and she was a virgin. We know that His earthly father to upbringing was Joseph. We know that there was no room in the inn, so that's why He was in the manger. We know that wise men came to see Him, and we know that Herod tried to kill the child and made a proclamation to kill all the children under 2 years of old trying to destroy the Christ. Yes, those are all facts that are contained in the Scripture. And ladies and gentlemen, I preach them all my life. I believe them. And there is no misunderstanding that those facts are true and honest. And that is the facts concerning and surrounding the birth of Christ. What is missing is the command or the approved example or the necessary inference that we are commanded and authorized by God to remember this day as a holy day, as a day that the Lord has asked us to remember and to remember His birth. The only day that God has asked the child of God in the gospel age to remember, we discussed the last 2 weeks, and that is the subject of the Lord's Supper. We are to remember His death, not His birth, and not His resurrection on Easter. That's another subject. We are to remember His death upon the cross. And we remind the world of that every time we gather on the first day of the week to partake of the Lord's Supper. In the Scripture, you will find no authority, no example, no inference of the early church, of the early disciples, or a command from the Lord Himself or the apostles to remember this day the world calls Christmas. By the way, you would do well to do a little research into this thing called Christmas. When did it start? Well, it didn't start in the first century. It didn't start on the first Christmas when Jesus was born in that manger. It didn't start to centuries later. It was instituted by the Roman Catholic Church, and it was a mass to commemorate Christ. That's why it's called Christmas. It is a mass of Christ. And the date was not even generally considered until many centuries later, when it was finally determined in the late 1300s. For many years, it was celebrated on different dates, on January 25th, March 18th, and finally, it was unified to be on December 25th. Now, remember those facts I told you about in the scripture that we could read and know about the birth of Christ? Let us go over a couple of them that the world seems to have forgotten. Number one, the birth date, the date of December 25th. Is that an accurate date of the birth of Christ? Well, in Luke's account and in Matthew's account, we read that the shepherds were in the fields. Now, if the shepherds were in the fields, we know that it was not December. Why? Because in the month of October through till the spring, the sheep are not in the field because there is too cold, and so they come in. And so there are no sheep in the field in those months. So we know that it didn't happen in December. You know, the March date would have been better because that was closer to spring, and that would be closer to being accurate. So the fact that December 25th is not known to be the birth of Christ, that was determined by a council of men and not determined by God and not given in the scripture on what Sunday it was or what day it was. And therefore, we don't know the exact date of the birth of Christ. Therefore, it is supposition to believe that it happened on December 25th because it doesn't even bear with the facts that we know. Another misconception about this thing called Christmas is the wise men. How many wise men came to see Jesus? And did they see him as a baby? Did they see him in the manger? A lot of nativity scenes, you have Jesus in the manger surrounded by the wise men. That didn't happen. The shepherds saw him in the manger, but the wise men didn't see him in the manger. It took them months to travel to find out where he was at. And when they saw the young boy, he was out of the manger and he was in a home. He might have been even up to 6 to 8 months old. And so they did not see him in a manger. How many of them were there? Well, we're told there were three. Why? Where does the Bible say that? The Bible says the wise men came to see him. They came to see the child. It does not tell us how many came. Nowhere in Scripture does it tell us there were three wise men. Again, those are assumptions. That's part of the tradition and lore of this holiday that men have sufficed for themselves. So we don't know for sure if he was born on December 25th. We don't know how many wise men there were. And we are not commanded or given an example of anywhere in the scripture of the authority to remember his birth on this day as something of a religious holiday where we're to remember the birth of Christ. Another thing that we need to consider is all the things that are done in this holiday, so-called religious holiday. This is a marketing holiday. This is a holiday that's surrounded by marketing, about buying and about selling and about giving gifts. And the thought of religion is something that's given as an afterthought. And on top of that, we have another problem that we have is all the things that people do. One of the churches in our area, they had on their marquee a couple of years ago that you could come and see live animals and have a hot chocolate or hot apple cider and come and take a bite of the birthday cake of Jesus. What is all that about? Where do we find that example in the Bible? That's making something of a glamorization out of it, where we're going to have actors and we're going to have real animals and we're going to dramatize it and we're going to make it a thing to bring your children to and we're going to make a big production out of it. Where does the Bible teach us to do that? Where does that give reverence and awe to the Lord Jesus Christ? Again, it's not a commercial venture. It's not something done on a big production scale in order to bring people to be aware of Jesus Christ. Now, it's a fact that Jesus was born of a virgin. It's a fact that he was born in the city of Bethlehem. It's a fact that Mary was his mother. It's a fact that she never had relations with Joseph until after the birth of Jesus. And It is a fact that Herod tried to kill the child, and it's a fact that the wise man traveled by following the star. All those facts are biblically in the text, and I believe every one of them, but nowhere in the text does it tell us to remember this day as a religious holiday, to commemorate the Lord's birth. We are not told to remember his birth, we are told to remember his death. And we do that when we partake of the Lord's Supper. And in like manner, we don't celebrate Easter because we're not told when, and we're not told that the Lord resurrected. That's a given. He resurrected on the first day of the week, 3 days after he was crucified. Those are facts. We believe them. But nowhere in the scripture are we told to make a Sunday a special resurrection Sunday. By the way, that date changes according to the calendar. We don't know what day that was either. We're not told in the scripture, except it was the first day of the week. We don't know the date. But even in our culture, that date changes every year depending on the calendar and how the calendar set up for that given year. Again, this is something that was devised by men. If you would do research into the subject of Christmas and its origination, and the subject of Easter and its origination, you will find that they were begun by men and not by God. Now, you may think I'm a Scrooge, and you may think that I'm the oddest religious person you ever saw, who believes in Jesus Christ, who preaches Jesus Christ, who has conformed his life to his teaching, but I don't believe in his birth. I didn't say that. I believe in the birth of Christ. I believe all the biblical facts about that birth. But what I don't believe and what I don't practice and what I don't encourage other people to do is to remember this as a holy day, because it's a holy day that was devised by man and not by God. I challenge you to produce the book, the chapter, and the verse that tells us not only to commemorate this day, but how to commemorate it and why we commemorate it. You show me those things and I'll recant everything I said in this broadcast. But I'm not really worried about you doing that because it's not in the sacred record. We're told nowhere in the Bible to remember December 25th as the birth of Christ and to make it a religious holiday. That's something that was determined and devised by men and not by God. And I'm going to take the course that the apostles took in Acts 5, verse 29, that we ought to obey God rather than men. I want to take this opportunity of thanking you for listening to this broadcast during this past year. I want you to know that I appreciate you very much that you're willing to take the time and to listen to our broadcast. I hope that you'll continue to listen in the coming year, the Lord willing. And I want to take this time to wish all of you a happy new year and hope that the things that you've learned this year will help you in your walk with God. I don't think there's anything more important in your life, ladies and gentlemen, than to know Jesus Christ. I don't think there's anything more important than you to have a relationship with God. But in order to do that, dear listener, you're going to have to open up his book, you're going to have to examine his teaching, and you're going to have to make some decisions about what the book says compared to what men say. We all can't be right. Somebody is wrong, and the only thing that determines it is what saith the scripture. You must have biblical authority for what you practice and what you do. If you don't, then it will not be pleasing to God. Please tune in again next Sunday as we begin a new year in looking at the messages of truth. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful and a blessed day.